This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast and also the Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast. Thrilled today to have Lisa Suenen with us. Lisa runs the venture arm or helps run the venture arm of a major, major law firm, has herself been a very successful venture investor. We're going to talk today about whether firms, law firms, consulting firms, health systems, companies can run their own venture arms. Is that a good idea, a bad idea? What does that look like? What happens when firms dabble in this versus taking it seriously and more? Lisa, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Scott. Lisa Suenen. I lead Manat's Venture Fund as well as the digital and technology practice of the firm. And I've been in the venture world as an investor for over 20 years and previously was an entrepreneur.
And talk for a moment. Every firm, it seems, whether law firm, consulting firm, health system, company, wants to be both innovative and in the commercial side of it. Is that doable? Can firms do both? How does that look and feel? And, you know, can they do both? And any advice for people trying to do both?
I think they can do both, but they have to set out to do it well. And then just like you would hire the right experienced and level people to run your operations, you need to hire the same people, the same, you know, the correct type of experienced and professional people to run your venture activity. I think it's really important to not just staff it correctly, but set out with a strategy that is clear and well articulated so you know what you're looking for and what you will and will not do. And to be very clear with yourself about how you are or are not intersecting with the rest of the operating business, whether you're thinking about augmenting the core of the business, you know, things that are adjacent or more in the futuristic blue sky categories. And I think the other thing is to be very careful about the sharing of information when there are risks of conflict of interest or competitive nature.
As firms look at innovation, and everybody seems to have an innovation arm today.
Yep.
Do they have to set goals, clear strategies about, look, our innovation's about improving the work our consultants do, or no, our innovation is about coming up with ideas to commercialize, to turn into products. Is there a clarity that's needed and any advice on developing that clarity?
Yeah, I think there needs to be not only clarity, but also measures. You know, are you succeeding? Just like any business needs to have goals, strategies, objectives, and measures, the venture business does as well. They're not the same as an operating business necessarily. And time frame really matters here, because I think one of the things that a lot of firms do when they jump into this and dabble, as you said earlier, is they don't think about the fact that venture investments pay off over a pretty long term. I think the other mistake that is often made is confusing the venture initiative and the innovation initiative with an M&A initiative. They need to be separated. Companies that are young need to be able to sell to whomever they can and grow however they can. And if they get too wrapped up with large organizations too early, they get somewhat hamstrung by, you know, serving one master. So you have to be really careful about that as well.
We've seen some law firms, particularly some Bay Area law firms, some West Coast law firms, but also some of the great private equity firms, as well as some health systems, be very successful in the venture side of this, the investing side of this. Are there a couple lessons to be learned from those systems or law firms that have been very successful at it?
Well, law firms have had two different models, I think. One is, you know, allow companies to pay you in equity instead of in cash, or at least in part, and hope for the best. And if you do that enough times, you build a big enough portfolio, some of it's bound to pay off eventually. That's a strategy. You know, our strategy happens to be different. It happens to be, we are a venture fund. We have a venture fund, and we deliberately set out to invest in things. They don't have to be clients now or ever. They have to be good investments, and we look at them that way. You know, I think, again, you know, it's so important to have the right strategy, whatever fits for you, and to hire people and dedicate people to that effort who are good investors and not just, you know, great lawyers or great consultants in your firm that did well and now they get rewarded with that job. They may not be good investors. And it's definitely its own skill set and experience definitely matters to a certain extent. You know, I think the firms that are product or service companies that are like, you know, insurance companies, providers, whatever, they're doing a lot of this, frankly, and similar, you know, rules apply. I think you have to be thinking and be deliberate about what they're trying to do.
Right. Well, we've seen systems, health systems like Providence Healthcare, Providence St. Joseph's, build a great venture arm. They literally deliberately went out and hired people to run that and build that. They didn't take hospital executives and turn them into venture investors. I mean, they might have had hospital executives that touch and sit on the board as well, but they truly hired professionals to run this. At law firms, I mean, certainly there's been places where the lawyers, whether Wilson Sonsini at Kirkland, et cetera, have themselves been sort of the, you know, they didn't necessarily go out and hire separate people, but by and large, for most places, could be far more successful if you deliberately go out and hire the right team or professionals at this. Because we've also seen health systems at this where they really didn't build a great team.
Yeah, I mean, so I think really, you're right. And I think most of the law firms, most, have really invested in clients or taken equity from clients as, you know, a strategy, but not, they're not really investment funds in the true sense of going out looking for deal flow and building a portfolio the same kind of way. If you're not building a portfolio and thinking about how you monetize it over time and how you build a mix and how you, you know, you're, if it's not your strategy to build a fund, then it may not matter who manages it, because you take, you know, the flyer on every single deal and again, I hope for the best. If you're investing as a strategy and not taking equity from clients just because they're clients, but putting cash into these companies and thinking about them as investments with financial returns above and beyond, separate entirely from the fees they generate for your firm, it requires a different skill set. So at Manat, for instance, the two people who run the firm day to day, myself and my colleague, are venture people. We're not lawyers. But we also have an unusual firm that we also do lots of different other things than law on the strategy consulting side. So, you know, I think with any firm, whether it's a provider or a lawyer, law firm or whatever it is, you know, you have to be thinking, you have to be building the right team for the approach you take.
And great clarity about what that approach is. So if you're in whatever that is, you're truly in the investment business, you're truly in the startup business, whatever it might be,
right,
versus you're in the law business and sort of dabbling in this.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Lisa, I want to thank you for joining us again. It's just magnificent to hear your thoughts and how you've approached this. It's just great. We appreciate you joining us very, very much on the Beck Group Women's Leadership Podcast, the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. Just a pleasure, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Take care.